Report: Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office doubles down on not prosecuting woman accused of assaulting pro-lifer. By Catherine Hamilton on October 10, 2025. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office has doubled down on not prosecuting a woman accused of violently assaulting a pro-life activist in April, attorneys for Thomas More Society said on Friday. The alleged assailant, Brianna Rivers, was seen on camera punching activist Savannah Craven on Tau in the face, leaving her bloodied and in need of stitches. On Tau had been conducting street interviews in Harlem about Planned Parenthood for the pro-life organization Live Action at the time. Rivers was arrested days after the incident and faced one count of second-degree assault, a felony. The district attorney's office ended up downgrading the charge to a misdemeanor before dropping the case entirely after missing a key filing deadline, Craven on Tau's attorneys said. Bragg's office acknowledged the purported error and issued an apology. Craven on Tau's attorneys with Thomas More Society, in addition to pursuing a civil suit against Rivers, said they subsequently hand-delivered a letter to Bragg's office arguing the DA could still bring charges if the case was refiled with an upgraded felony charge, since the original charge is subject to an extended discovery deadline. The letter specifically urges Bragg's office to file a felony assault hate crime charge. The DA's office allegedly responded to Thomas More Society attorneys on October 8, declining to do so with little explanation. "We have carefully reviewed the research you presented but have concluded that continued prosecution is not possible in these circumstances," the DA's office responded, per Craven on Tau's attorneys. "I hope that engaging with our Survivor Services Bureau can help Ms. Craven on Tau find some closure in this process, which we recognize the criminal prosecution failed to give her," the response reportedly continues. Christopher Ferrara, senior counsel at Thomas More Society and attorney for Craven on Tau, called the DA's response unacceptable. "We believe the DA's office had an opportunity handed to them to fix their mistake and deliver justice to a young woman who was assaulted in broad daylight, on camera, for peacefully expressing her pro-life beliefs. Their own letter admits the system failed her, nor does the letter actually state that our legal analysis about refiling a felony charge was incorrect. Instead, the DA's office reveals that it simply will not prosecute the violent attacker of a peaceful pro-life advocate," Ferrara said in a statement. Thomas More Society was one of the main defenders of pro-life activists who were aggressively prosecuted under the FACE Act by the Biden administration and later pardoned by President Donald Trump. The national public interest law firm said in September it has repeatedly witnessed a disturbing double standard in the enforcement of justice when it comes to violence directed at pro-lifers. "What else are we to conclude when the DA's apology was followed by a refusal to correct the very mistake they apologized for? Does anyone doubt that the result would have been different if Rivers were a peaceful pro-abortion advocate and Savannah a violent pro-life attacker?" Ferrara continued. "Savannah was the victim of a violent crime caught on video simply because of her willingness to profess her faith-based, pro-life beliefs about the dignity of the preborn," Ferrara concluded. "Alvin Bragg's office will not do its job, but we will do our job." Video footage of the encounter shows the two women talking after Craven on Tau asked Rivers if she was familiar with abortion giant Planned Parenthood. However, things turned violent several minutes into their exchange. After allegedly punching Craven on Tau, Rivers walked away and pointed her middle finger in the air. Craven on Tau's husband Henry said Rivers walked away when he intervened to protect his wife, and the pair called police. Following the incident, Rivers apologized while also accusing Craven on Tau of pushing this one-sided narrative. "To Savannah, I sincerely apologize but cannot sit around and allow you to continue pushing this one-sided narrative. I understand hands being put on someone is never the answer, but throwing rocks and hiding hands is worse," Rivers wrote. "She knows the truth and she needs to release the footage in its entirety. Savannah is a professional antagonist, not a reporter, and the truth will be told." The social media post also included a picture of a statement accusing Craven on Tau of intentionally antagonizing Rivers during the street interview in Harlem. "I need a platform to share my side of events. She has 7 million views making me out to be a child-killing monster when she knows the truth. She railroaded me into all of this," Rivers wrote. "She needs to release the unedited footage with her relentless antagonization on a subject that is very touchy. I will not allow my image to be defamed by this woman's actions. Anyone who knows me knows how respectful I am. I don't even litter. There's no way you believe I'm punching people for disagreeing with my POV," she continued. Following the incident, Craven on Tao said she knew the suspect was hurting inside and she still wanted to pray for her, adding she would not be deterred from future pro-life work. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.